Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Well, everybody, welcome. And I wanted to talk to you about something today because many of you come here every single day and you come here requesting prayer from our Creator. And if you're watching out there and you're just seeing this for the first time, we have a prayer meeting every morning at 6 a.m. Bringing our prayers to our wonderful Creator. And our Creator promises us that He will work in our life if we take our requests to Him and make them known to Him. But why is it that we ask Him certain things and we don't see His hand in our lives? Why is it that when we part our request to Him, we still suffer from the same things? Does He reject our prayers? Does He not listen to us? And I want to explain to you and talk to you about what He can and cannot do, or what He's willing to do and what He's not willing to do, because He can all do all things. He is our Creator, right? But what can and can He not do? And I want to remind you of what Yeshua was and who Yeshua was for us. And Yeshua stands for the salvation of Yahweh, Yahweh's salvation, the healer. And we think about this. And we think about a spiritual warfare and what's taking place with spiritual warfare and how we get our prayers answered and how we could be blessed in our lives. You see, the Bible is a book of opposites. There's good versus evil, curses versus blessings, and life versus death. Sin means not listening to Yahweh's guidelines and instructions. So if you're not listening to His guidelines and instructions, how do you expect the plan that He has for your life to manifest if you're living against those guidelines and instructions, if you're living in sin? So He has the opportunity and the power to do all things, but is He willing to do certain things if you're not willing to follow Him? And the scriptures address this, and they talk about this. And as we speak about the Ruach HaKodesh and the Holy Spirit, you know, that's available to us, how many of you are accessing the Helper to help us? How many of you are following the model of Scripture that says He will answer our prayers, but He also wants us, our hearts. He wants us, our actions to follow Him. He goes ahead and even tells Jeremiah to not even pray for the sinner. This is just a waste of time. Because he it says in the Scripture, He hears the prayers of the righteous. Now, I am telling you, don't misunderstand that. We have to pray to every person that has not claimed Yeshua in their lives. We have to pray for every person out there in the world, whether they know Yeshua or not, that they would come to know Him and their heart would change. But when it comes to blessings and curses, the scriptures are clear. Sin is connected to diseases, or disobedience and disease go hand in hand, and blessings and curses go in hand in hand. This is what the scriptures say, and this is what we're told. And when we understand in Ephesians 6 that it says spiritual warfare is taking place, it means there's a battle going on for our souls on a daily basis, and we have to choose which side that we are on in that battle. We have to make that decision and decide which side are we on. And our Creator has given us the evidence to show what side we are choosing. We are not to stop ceasing and praying. Pray harder every day. But we have to understand the spiritual side of these different things. If there's a spiritual battle going on that will affect us on a physical level, we need to understand the physical side of these things. If you're not showing the evidence of the fruit of the Spirit, You have to question and ask yourself, are you living or choosing the right side in this spiritual battle? And whether you want to call it emotional sin or lack of faith or doubt or whatever you want to call it, the evidence is given to us in Scripture, and Scripture is given to us to show us where we stand with our wonderful Creator. Our Creator wants to bless you. Our Creator wants you to have the blessings that He promises us. But He is not willing to do it in our lives if we're not willing to follow Him. That's what Scripture shows us. The timing of the answer to our prayers is not up to us. The timing of everything is up to Him. We shall not stop praying. But the result of what we're doing, it says in the Scriptures, what we need to be doing. We have the evidence and we have all we need. So is your life being blessed? And I'm not talking about according to the blessings of the world with the big houses and the nice cars. I'm talking about the blessing of peace and shalom, the healing of disease and all, and the food that and Yah supplying what we need. All these things Yah tells us in the book of Deuteronomy, the blessings and the curses that will come upon the people that are righteous or unrighteous, according to Scripture. And when you look at this on a spiritual level, in a spiritual battle, you know, it says He's going to leave us with a helper, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill us. And as we discussed, we're not going to be filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, the set-apart Spirit. And also at the same time, have any room to be filled with things that are not of Yahweh. So we have to make a choice and choose a side in what's going on in this spiritual battle. We have to decide these different things. It's a decision we have to make. And the evidence is out there that shows us what is happening. But man is double-minded. And the flesh is controlled by often the side we choose that is not of Yahweh. We have to think about these different things in our lives. And what are we letting control us? Yahweh's set-apart Spirit, or the demons that the enemy puts in our lives that are continuously trying to attack us during this spiritual warfare? What are we letting in? What are we letting control us? It says when Yeshua descended that He promised us the set-apart Spirit, but it came with a condition. And this is what I believe many believers miss. You can believe, but if you're not following the condition or the instructions that Yahweh gave us, then that's another story. Because there are severe consequences to the rejecting of the Ruach, the set-apart Spirit. You know, this is the one unparable sin, the one sin that he will not help us with. We must do the right thing according to His instructions when it comes to this. And if we're choosing the side of Satan and his demons, we're in fact rejecting the gift that Yahweh left us with his Ruach, His set apart Holy Spirit. So it says in John chapter 14, and we're going to read it. It says, if you love and obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads in truth. The world cannot receive Him because it isn't looking for Him and doesn't recognize Him. But you know Him because He lives with you and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you also will live. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father and you are in me. and I am in you. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them, and reveal myself to each of them. Now, it doesn't stop there, but we have to understand the conditions of receiving this gift that Yeshua left us. It says here, and remember we discussed the conditions and the blessings that go along with obedience and the disobedience that goes and the curses that go along with each other. And poor health is a curse of Yahweh for our disobedience many times, not 100% of the times, but many times we are responsible and we don't always do it willingly. Many times we do it in ignorance that we don't understand the things that we're dwelling in and the side we're choosing. But it started off in verse 15, if you love me, if you obey my commandments, if, circle, underline, highlight the word if. It goes on and talking about the obedience. Then I will depart the Ruach for you and give it to you. But when you're not trusting Yahweh and showing the obedience to this, now we're leaving room for the side of Satan to allow his entities to continue to put curses in our lives. And we must make up these right choices and do these right things. And it talks about this. In verse 23 of John 14, it goes on to say, all who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them and will come and make our home with each of them. Anyone who doesn't love me will not obey me. And remember, my words are not my own. What I am telling you is from the Father who sent me. I am telling you these things now while I'm still with you. He's given us these guidelines and instructions. He's leaving us with a gift. Now here it is in verse 27. It says, he's leaving us with a gift. Peace of mind and heart. And peace I give as a gift. The world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what he told us. Even he's going away. He told us the things before these happened, so we would be prepared for these different things. He told us how it was going to be. And then we look at the practical level of what's happening in people's lives. And so many people out there today continue to suffer. We continue to come back with the same prayer request each day. Each day we come with the same prayer request for the same healing of diseases. And we wonder what is going on and why these things are taking place in our lives and what we could do about them. And we've got to make the choices. We got to understand sin is disobedience. And on a spiritual level and physical level, there's a choice we have to make. And we look at this and the spiritual battle that's going on and taking place. And we need to question these things in our lives. And you can work through these things. I've spoken to you about these things in the past. I recommend this book for everyone. It's called Biblical Foundations of Freedom, Destroying Satan's Lies with Yahweh's Truth by Art Mathias. It's an excellent, excellent book. But there's many other books out there, and the scriptures are the best book that explains to us all of this information and gives us these things. But you have to understand that there's a spiritual battle going on. Yahweh wants to bless you tremendously, but he's not willing to do it if you're not willing to follow him and trust in him. He can do it, but we continue to wrestle with this, as it says in the scriptures. So we need to clean up our lives, not only from the physical sin, the emotional sin that's taking place in our lives, and our prayers will be answered. The Yahweh's Rahadak Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, the set-apart spirit that he gave us as a gift, we will be able to utilize and fill ourselves with. But when we continue to walk in the ways of the enemy, when we continue to choose the wrong side, we're going to continue to suffer. Because in fact, we are rejecting this gift that Yahweh gave us if we don't follow these guidelines and instructions. You know, and ask yourself these things that you're doing in your lives. And as I said in my previous teaching, the fruit of the Spirit that the scriptures talk about is the evidence of our faith. It shows us where we're at in our lives. Is your life filled with the love, peace, and the joy, and the kindness, and humility on every level? Are these the answers that you find on a regular basis to even some of the toughest questions in your life? The love, the joy, and the peace. When you're choosing these things, you're choosing the gift that Yahweh has given you that's helping you to manifest these things. And as you're choosing these things, you're using Yahweh's gift in a set-apart spirit. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. The problem is we are trained up in a world today, the world that Satan rules. We're trained up in our public school system today. We're trained up for our parents that have a lack of knowledge where their children suffer from a lack of knowledge. We're trained up in a world today to reject those gifts, to reject those instructions and guidelines, and to live according to the wicked demons that torment us on a regular basis. And when we do that, we reject the gift that Yahweh has given us and offered to fill us with. And instead, we choose to fill ourselves or allow ourselves to be controlled by the entities of Satan. You want to call them demons or whatever you want to call them. And as you start performing your righteousness in your faith, and as you start performing what Yahweh wanted you to do and how he wants you to live, you will see the blessings in life. And those blessings of love, peace, and gentleness, and virtue, and wisdom, and justice, and all these things will come into your lives and bless you. But when you continue to doubt, when you continue to live according to the side that we should not be choosing, you're going to continue to have these issues in your life. So yes, we need to go and take it to Yahweh and talk to him and pray to him when something's not going on in our lives physically as it should according to these gifts that he offered us. But we also need to ask him, just like King David did, to show us what we're doing wrong, to reveal to us what we're missing, to show us why. And these powers or principalities of the enemy that continue to torment us in certain areas of our lives are areas we need to learn to let go of. One of the most common ones out there is unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is one of the most common ways that the enemy continues to torment us, continues to keep us on his side. Somebody that has the set-apart ruach and is filled is going to master unforgiveness. And this is the level that our Creator wants us to get to so we can receive these gifts and use them as a blessing. And then the idea of hatred and violence. These are things of the enemy. These are not of Yahweh. Jealous and envy and condemnation and pride and lying and lust and guilt. All of these things are not of Yah. Not of Yahweh. Remember, he wants to bless you. He wants to bless you. Utilize the gift that he's given you and stop leaving any room for these principalities to be in your lives. And then you'll see the healing start to come. Self-centeredness, gossip, self-pity, you know, critical spirit, revenge, retaliation. All of these things are not of Yahweh. We must work through these things. We must ask. We must ask Yahweh in our prayer to help release us of these things. We must speak the particular situation. So first we need to identify whether it's an act of violence or bitterness or unforgiveness. We must specifically release ourselves from this principality that's trying to fill us up. And we must fill ourselves with Yah's set-apart spirit and leave no room for anything else in our lives. Identify and let it be gone. Speak to this principality. Speak to it in Yeshua's name that it be gone from your life. Spiritual warfare is real. It's real. And these things are manifesting in people's lives. Think about these things. And then think about the things of Yahweh that he wants you to do. Now, when we think about this prayerfully, we're going to focus on the joy of Yah. The scriptures talk about in Deuteronomy the blessings and the curses. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. So we need to speak to these things and pray through these things. May Yahweh help you along the way. And then we pray for others and for their sicknesses and their things that are going on in their lives. You know, we need to pray that they understand this just as we understand this. To identify the set apart Holy Spirit, and that we be filled with that and all the things that come along with choosing his side. The nature of Yahweh would fill us up. But the nature of Yahweh is not filling us up when we're walking around sinning, when we're walking around doubting and with hatred and violence and all these different things. And I'll say it straight up, the Holy Spirit is not dwelling when you're walking around with these principalities in your life. So you need to utilize the gift nature that Yahweh wants you to use and thrive at. I pray you're getting this, and I pray you're understanding this. Hallelujah. You know, many people say, well, I'll be baptized, and I'll confess Yeshua with my lips and everything will be wonderful. But remember what Yahweh says. Remember what he says in the scriptures. Remember what Yeshua left us with. If you love me and obey my commandments. That's not legalism. That's following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. A book that people died for. He left us with. Yeshua said, out of his own mouth, all who love me will do what I say, will do what I say. How could you suggest that you're filled with his Holy Spirit, but you're living against his holy word? Think about that. Think about that. Yahweh wants you to be healed. Yahweh wants you to be blessed. Yahweh doesn't want to see you suffer. He even says in his word, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live, so they would have life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May Yahweh open up those areas of your life. And may you come to know him on that deepest level and study his word. And then pray for revelation, healing. This is the way David prayed. This is the things David asked for. You know, and the true repentance is first identification of these different things. And then we see the evidence of these things that the Ruach produces in our lives, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, and the goodness, and the faithfulness. This is the evidence of these things. That's what the Ruach produces in our lives. Hallelujah. We all have this opportunity. We all have this. Yes, and it's a beautiful thing. But we must learn not to stifle the Ruach Kodesh. We must learn to utilize this gift that our Creator has given us. Training of faith, evidence in the works into action. We must learn to do this. And as we pray, we must speak to Yahweh consistently and talk to him as we see these things taking place in people's lives. these things just, you know, people aren't blessed with the peace, joy, and all this stuff until they get rid of those principalities in their lives. It's a choice we have to choose which side we want. We can choose to be angry. We can choose to be have hatred and rejection and pride and all these different things. Or we could choose the side of Yahweh. That's the side that goes against the world. That's the side that people don't understand. So we need to get this and realize this. So we can be filled. How many of you want to be filled? So we can be filled. And just say it out loud, I want to be filled. So Yahweh to do his work in your life. To do what he wants to do. Allow him to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So may Yahweh continue to bless you. May you continue to just have more revelation of these things. We'll talk more about these different things. And may all your prayers, everything that you're going through, whether you know it or not, be overcome. And may you be filled with his Ruach, set apart spirit. And that only comes from trusting, believing, and following the word of a wonderful creator. Hallelujah. Let him work in your life, folks. Let him work in your life. Yes, Yeshua died for all of us as we were living in disobedience. But he died to show us a more excellent way, a more excellent way. And that we would not continue to walk on the side of darkness. So praise Yah. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for this blessed day. Thank you for everyone here. For those of you that don't know, we do prayer every morning at 6 a.m. Come and join us on the YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. And thank you all. Yahweh be with you all this day and always. And shalom, shalom, everybody. Shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life. Would people drive a car 100,000 miles with no oil change? Of course not. However, that is what we do to our bodies. Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America have a cutting-edge tool to clean blood. It's called Therapeutic Plasma Exchange. Wouldn't everyone like to clean out molds, toxins, herbicides, pesticides, forever chemicals, heavy metals, and even microplastics? Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America can do that. We are in network with most insurances. Our phone number is 772-298-4477 or Google us in Port St. Lucie.
Hello, friends. This is Paul Wilbur with Integrity Music, and I want to invite you to a very special event. Please join me for an evening of praise and worship and inspiration. Join us with Treasure Coast Christian Alliance Day of Prayer. For more information, go to tccalliance.com. I will stand with Israel.
Tickets are available for a donation of $10 each. Treasure Coast Day of Prayer, Thursday, September 25th at 6 p.m. at Palm City New Hope, 3900 Southwest Citrus Boulevard in Palm City. More information is available at tccalliance.com or by calling 772-324-9313.
Welcome to Taken Studios, the podcast studio designed with you in mind. Whether you're preaching, teaching, or sharing your heart, we provide a professional space where your voice can be heard. With our state-of-the-art equipment, expert sound engineers, and welcoming environment, you can reach Barry at 727-422-4374.